The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for this edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be in the company of one of the William Hill Racing Radio pundits, and that is Tom Morley. Tom, a very good afternoon to you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Bobby.
Looking forward to Royal Ascot this week?
I am, yeah. I will sit myself down in front of the TV for most of the week. And take it all in and reminisce, and well, we might have a couple of runners somewhere, which would be nice, but I think the weather's not the, well, they don't know what it's going to do they? That's half the problem. I look at a forecast and it says a bit of rain. I look at forecast 6 hours later, no, now there's going to be no rain. Then 6 hours later, oh, it's going to absolutely pour it down now. Excellent. So yeah, I'm not quite sure what it's going to do next week, but We'll soon find out.
Yeah, we certainly will. Hopefully the weather won't be as bad as what we've had this week. Hopefully that won't be the case. Right, let's just have a quick look back, Mr. Morley, at what we did see yesterday at York. The 3 o'clock on the Knaves Mire. This was the Grand Cup Lister race over a mile and three quarters. Gold Mount was the winner at 16-1 for trainer Ian Williams. Andrejevic Zini was the man in the saddle, and Ian said afterwards as well that this was a stepping stone, one of his trial races towards the Melbourne Cup in November.
Yeah, so a race that seemed to, well, fall apart a bit, didn't it? Because Mekong, who was really short price favourite, of course, was basically a bit keen, wasn't he? And went far too quick and wilted, as one might have expected from the early exertions. And, well, I suppose Gold Mount, if you look at it, was held up out the back and probably the last one to make the challenge. Now, whether that means it's a bit of a muddling race looking forward form-wise, possibly, but of course Gold Mount used to be here in the first place, didn't it? Primitivo originally, then went off to Hong Kong, trained by Richard Gibson out there, and as you say, Ian Williams has said it's a stepping stone towards the Melbourne Cup, I guess being the ultimate goal. I mean, I don't know whether he was a bit of an, if you like, artificially long price just because of the Hong Kong type of thing. I think sometimes us in the UK do tend to have quite blinkered visions and don't really take much note of what happens or the form from off our shores. Well, certainly past Ireland anyway. So maybe, you know, it didn't deserve to be the 16-1 outsider of the race. But yeah, a bit of a hard one to weigh up just because, like I say, that favourite going off so quick did... You just never know. I guess it's one of the ones where we'll see the horse out again at some point, and if he confirms a good level of ability, you'll trust it more.
Looking ahead to the racing action on Monday afternoon, they are racing at Carlisle, Catterick in the afternoon, then three meetings in the evening at Windsor, Nottingham and Kilbeggan. Where are your two selections, please, ahead of Monday's racing?
Right, we'll go to Catterick first.
Excellent choice. First meeting, of course, since they've done up all the parade ring and everything, haven't they? They've spent a lot of money at Catterick, and I think they lost a few fixtures along the way as well. So, first day back at Catterick tomorrow.
Okay, and I'm going in the 2:15, the 5-furlong novice race. I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here because, I mean, it does look quite an open race, and in some ways it's probably quite hard to weigh up what we have on offer. But I'm going to go for the John Quinn trained Keep Busy. I mean, John Quinn's obviously in great form. El Astronauta winning on Friday was great for the team on top of the previous weekend. So this filly, Keep Busy, is a daughter of Look Busy. It's had one run so far. That was up at Newcastle, and maybe I'm slightly blinkered by it because it was in the race won by my horse, Strive for Glory. Now, people thought the race was weak, largely because the well-backed favourite bombed out that day, and that horse has indeed been beaten again since. But I think my horse probably should have gone very close, if not won, a listed race at Sandown, got stuck on the rail behind horses until too late. So the second horse has run okay since, and Keep Busy herself was green on her debut effort. But once she understood what was being asked of her, she made some pretty eye-catching progress. She gets some weight from those carrying penalties. Drawn four should be fine. Soft ground, well, her mum had form on it, and her half-sister Looks a Million had two. So I think she's going to improve here and will go well, and one would definitely expect an each-way price too. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of opposition. I mean, Bailey's in Bloom was outclassed in a listed event last time, having won on debut. I wonder if she needs further already, and the penalty might be harsh on the easy ground. Similar comments, to be honest, for Infinite Grace. Further behind at York, having won a novice event. Either Go, very different ground here. That's already struggled in a novice race under a penalty since being unplaced in that same listed contest. Bankari just looks to have a lot to find. Blitzel took a step forward last time but needs another one, as she was still pretty well beaten. Fashion Advice ran well on debut and can improve, so that could be a rival. Lady Melody did a decent breeze but will need to be sharp here on debut. Miss Lucy did well on debut at Carlisle but possibly needs better ground. Should improve a bit though. And Sneaky will no doubt be popular given connections, but I think disappointed on debut. And our selection would perhaps not want to give Sneaky too much rope in front, as that could be a sort of a weakness that Sneaky could exploit. But hopefully the John Quinn trained Keep Busy can at least get into the placings and should be a nice each way price.
Keep Busy then is the selection, the first selection, just emphasise, from Mr. Molly. Where's your second selection going to be, please?
The second one, that's a little bit more boring, to be honest. That's at Carlisle in the 4:30, the 7 furlong 0-60 handicap. My selection here is Donnelly's Rainbow, the Rebecca Basterman trained gelding. Now, his record of one win in 24 starts, not exactly something that lures you in for a bet, but this isn't exactly the hardest test he's ever faced. Other than on his very first ever run, he seems to take a couple of goes to warm up each year, and this time it was at Nottingham over two furlong seasonal debut. Second start at Thirsk, not bad, came fifth, staying on in the final furlong, then went to Musselburgh, good second, only giving best to an informed winner. And he went to Ayr and was third, but beaten no distance there, given that he dwelt at the start. Then was keen off the slow pace, didn't do badly to get so close. I know he doesn't win very often, but clearly he can be competitive off this mark, and he likes soft ground and is in good form. And well, this is bang average. Looking at others, Peachy Conan, that's never convinced over seven. Rosenbox, one to keep an eye on. She's not been beaten far in two starts for this yard and will enjoy the soft ground. Winds have been over further, but stiff track, and she can definitely give our selection a race. Proceeding hasn't set the world alight in handicaps so far. Milton Road, stablemate of our selection, not won for a while. Stiff seven on soft ground, not sure that's what it wants. Sea Rangers out of form and stamina issues. Destination Aims got absence to overcome. Temple of Wonder, new stable but a maiden after 11 and has to prove it can stay. Muradef's out of form, and Cliff Bay ran poorly over further here last time. Done all right several the time before, but it's got to bounce back. So Donnelly's Rainbow really ought to be picking this race up.
And can we just have a quick look at Royal Ascot Tuesday as well? We'll just pick a couple of races. We'll start first with the Group 1 Kingstown Stakes, and it's a race I'm sure you hold very close to your heart because you've won it twice as an owner.
Yeah, definitely a race I do like. Sad that I haven't got anything to compete in it this time. And to me, it looks like it's a match again between Batash and Blue Point, just like last year. And I'll be honest, I think it'll be the same result as last year. I think Blue Point will get the better of it at Ascot. I think the whole experience, I don't think Batash shows his best at Ascot anyway, and I think Blue Point will confirm last year's placings.
And the St James's Palace Stakes, another Group 1 on the day. A mile is the distance at time of recording. Phoenix of Spain, the 7-4 market leader, to potentially follow that win in the Irish 2000 Guinness, Tom.
Yeah, and I'd struggle to oppose it at this stage as well. I mean, that was a really, really good performance. Jamie Spencer obviously back on board, and we know Jamie Spencer does really well at Ascot anyway. Suits his style perfectly, that track. Obviously, Too Darn Hot could well be the main rival, but I think, you know, again, Phoenix of Spain should confirm the placings from the Curra and win.
Tom, pleasure to work with you as always here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you for your selections. Join us here on William Hill Racing Radio on Monday afternoon. Mark Walton, James Millman, Paddy Aspel, all your team take you through all the action at Carlisle, Catterick, Windsor, Nottingham and Kilbeggan. It all gets underway at 1:50.